You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Donald Trump has plunged markets and economies into turmoil after announcing sweeping trade tariffs across all of the USA's global trade partners. The tariffs start at a minimum of 10% and for some countries reach over 40%. Nations like China have already begun to retaliate, imposing reciprocal tariffs on the US. Aotearoa, which had the baseline 10% tariff put on its trade with the US, has chosen not to fight back, instead joining a number of neutral countries with no response. Since the tariffs were imposed this weekend, share markets have dropped to levels not seen since COVID lockdowns. I spoke to senior economics lecturer at the University of Otago, Murat Ongor, about what the potential impact of these tariffs could be on Aotearoa and its economy. How much of an impact are these tariffs going to have on Aotearoa and its economy?
What we are seeing right now is a very significant announcement coming from the US administration and President Trump. So this new tariffs or reciprocal tariff rates are creating very detrimental effects for the global economy. Many countries receive 10%, including New Zealand, but there are other countries received higher than 10%, such as Vietnam 46%, Thailand 36%, China 34%. So what New Zealand exports to United States is mainly beef, dairy products, and wine. And in recent years, United States became the second largest export destination for New Zealand goods. So if you look at the numbers from last year, it was total value of $9 billion. So 10% of this is very close to $1 billion, and it's going to be shared by importers and exporters. So our beef sector, our lamb sector, our dairy sector is going to get some hit, and our wine sector. This is also true. But one way to minimize these risks or minimize this damage is to diversify our trade partners. So our dairy products, our meat products are highly valued all over the world. So if we can target the Asian markets, for example, and if we can intensify our economic and trade relations with the Asian countries, then we can actually find a way to eliminate the damages that's caused by these tariff increases.
New Zealand is going to be seeing effects of this in our everyday lives, or is it more something that we won't notice so much?
One thing, if you look at the latest announcements, what we immediately saw is the significant drop in the stock exchange. And the effect on a typical New Zealander will likely be modest, but noticeable, depending on the factors like consumer prices, risk to the export sector, and broader macroeconomic conditions. For example, New Zealand's consumer confidence index plummeted 8 points in March, and analysts actually attribute this decrease to the twin pressures. One of them is the escalating global trade war rhetoric, and the second one is the domestic cost of living stress. So we will have to be very careful monitoring all these consumer and business confidence indices all over the world. And that's why, and also we will see the announcement of the Reserve Bank this week regarding the interest rate. So all these trade policy announcements coming from the Trump administration caused increases in uncertainty. And consumers and businesses do not like uncertainty. Whenever there is uncertainty, businesses delay their investments and they can freeze their hiring processes. And when you look at the consumers, consumers will not sure how to invest their savings. So all this uncertainty is creating problems for the New Zealand consumers and businesses as well. But the major threat for the New Zealand consumers and businesses is the possibility of a global trade war. So for example, after US announcing all this tariff increases, very recently, just couple days after those announcements, China retaliated. So basically they say that a 34% tariff will be imposed on all imported goods originating from the United States. So this is part of the tariff war that we are talking about. Right now, some countries such as Vietnam has already started negotiating with the United States. But if those negotiations will not be successful, and if we see a global trade war, then it will be very difficult for New Zealand consumers not to be affected by all these negative effects.
Aotearoa has said that it's not going to retaliate with tariffs on the US, unlike other countries, instead remaining neutral. Is this decision going to benefit us and our economy in the long run?
Yes, this is true, because first of all, we are not like heavily affected like the other countries. So that's why Vietnam immediately started negotiation, because the tariff announcement coming from the United States for Vietnam is like 46%. So yes, our government is very clear that we are not planning on retaliation, which is very good, because you don't want to enter a trade war. New Zealand is a small country, small open economy. On the other hand, United States is a very large country, meaning that U.S. is one of our most important trading partners. But if you look at the data, New Zealand is not that important for the United States. If you rank all these top countries, top trading partners for the United States, New Zealand ranks outside the top 50 countries from which the U.S. purchases goods. So therefore, U.S. can always find their near New Zealand, but it will be very difficult for us. It's not only trade, but we have been historical good relations, political relations, and international economic relations with the United States. That's why I think the single most important point is that to have a healthy and free trade encouraging relations with the United States as well as with other countries.
Without introducing reciprocal tariffs, is there a way that Aotearoa can directly combat these tariffs, or is it just something that we have to accept?
One thing is that you can actually arrange, because if you look at this trade and tariff rates, we have to look at the individual components. So we export beef, we export dairy products, we export wine to the United States. What do we import? We import aircraft and parts. We import machinery. We import medical equipment. We import turbo propellers. So one way is that perhaps we can increase our imports of those goods coming from the United States. New Zealand has already ordered for long-range Boeing aircrafts, because when you look at the large passenger aircraft industry, there are two companies. One of them is Boeing from the United States, and the other one is Airbus from Europe. So it's basically known as the international duopoly. And we know that New Zealand's airplanes, air freight sector, depends on the United States, and perhaps we can increase our imports regarding the aircraft and parts and turbopropellers from the United States, and we can give the message to the United States that, hey, we are importing American goods. Because at the end of the day, what Trump wants to do is to sell goods produced in the United States. So, for example, if you increase your imports from the United States, this will give a very good message to the current administration in the United States.
That was Senior Economics Lecturer at the University of Otago, Murat Ongor, about what the potential impact of Trump's trade tariffs could be on Aotearoa and its economy.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.